I'd like to introduce you to you now, our pianist harpsichord player Neil Innes, the composer of the next number, who's going to sing for you with rare indifference the equestrian statue.
There once was a very famous man. On his famous horse he'd ride through the land. The people used to see him everywhere. When he died they put a statue in the square. Here comes the equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. Once a month on a Friday there's a man with a mop and bucket in his hand. To him it's just another working day, so he whistles as he rubs and scrubs away. Here comes the equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. It's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay. And it's guaranteed to brighten up your day, if it's grey. Prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. It's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay. And it's guaranteed to brighten up your day, if it's grey.
We interrupt this program to bring you a short news flash.
Welcome to the Strange Brew podcast. You've been listening to the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, firstly with Equestrian Statue, which was released back in 1967 on the Liberty Record label. But this version was recorded a year earlier on the New Faces TV show. It was then followed by Slush, an instrumental track from the Bonzo's reunion album, Let's Make Up and Be Friendly. Now, all the songs you'll be hearing today were written by Neil Innes, which is the linking factor on all today's show. It's a fantastic opportunity to review the work of the great man alongside the material of some of his friends and colleagues. Now, next is the first of our couple of double headers with some acts closely related to Neil. Firstly, McGough and McGear segueing into Time Box and a track you may have heard before, All Will Be Revealed.
you stand behind the curtain, your ear to the window pane, listening for the secrets in the chatter of the rain. Which cloud has got married? Which one's left his wife? Which wind's joined the army? Which one has lost its life? You love the latest scandals, you never miss a word, and when the raindrops go away, you write down every word. Which mountain keeps a mistress? Which one's growing old? Which flower is pregnant? Which one's got a cold? You keep a little yellow book, and when the windows rattle, you eavesdrop and you then record nature's tittle-tattle. Which tree's bought a new dress? Which one's looking pale? Which river's run away to sea? Which one's gone to jail? One night I took your yellow book and tried to read in vain, for who but you can understand the language of the rain? The language of the rain.
Those tracks was Yellow Book from McGough and McGear's self-titled 1968 album. Roger McGough and Mike McGear, also of The Scaffold, featured in Grimms, who you'll hear later, and also starred Neil Innes in their ranks. Now, Grimms also had Ollie Halsell at one time in the band. Ollie played lead guitar in Time Box, which was our next track. Begging was a minor hit single in 1968. Ollie Halsall and Time Boxes drummer John Halsey were also in the Ruttles with Neil. Strange fact was that John Halsey played drums on Lou Reed's Transformer LP. Now to the final Bonzo's track, Neil's biggest hit in fact, I'm the Urban Spaceman, but with a rarer version from one of their live shows in 1969.
I'm the Urban Spaceman, baby.
Great show in Holland that. Neil Innes with I'm the Urban Spaceman, played by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. The Bonzo split about a year after the show, and Neil Innes formed an act called The World, who just released one single and split before their album Lucky Planet was even released. Angelina, though, was a worthy 7-inch to remember the act by.
I don't wanna do you no harm, but sometimes I feel it's so heavy and it's bringing me down. And I need you, Angelina, my girl. Thank you.
Angelina by the World. Around this time, the singer-songwriter Colin Scott was assembling a legendary cast of musicians to record his self-titled debut album. The cast included John Anderson, Peter Gabriel, Peter Hammill, Phil Collins, Davy Johnston, Rick Wakeman. I could go on for the rest of the show, but it was like a British who's who of rock. Leaders from this LP was penned by Neil, so let's hear it.
Oh,
quite a rousing and stirring song, that one. Colin Scott with Leaders from 1971, penned by Neil Innes. Also during this year, The Who's bassist, The Ox, or John Entwistle to others, was recording his debut solo album, Smash Your Head Against the Wall. It's a fine LP, which Neil guested on. The penultimate cut, number 29, Eternal Youth, where Neil featured alongside Keith Moon and Vivian Stanshall, who you'll hear later. So here's number 29, Eternal Youth.
Yeah.
Neil Innes was clearly busy after the Bonzo split, as he not only guested on John Entwistle's debut album, he was actually a member of the rock band McGuinness Flint briefly in 71. I'm not sure he was officially a member of the band during the recording of the albums around this time, but they did record one of his songs during his tenure on the Dave Lee Travis session on Radio 1 in October of that year. By McGuinness Flint on the DLT show on Radio 1 in late 1971. I've already mentioned some members of Neil Innes' band Grimms, who we'll be hearing in a few tracks away. However, there's another key member of Grimms who's worthy of inclusion here. It's Andy Roberts, who was a member of the late 60s band The Liverpool Scene. After The Liverpool Scene and prior to joining Grimms, he recorded a succession of critically acclaimed records. His third album, also from 1971, was called Nina and the Dream Tree, which features the timeless song Keep My Children Warm. Enjoy.
Across the station, there are eagles in the sky. You better close your window if you think they've seen us.
Just been hearing Andy Roberts, who was a member of Grimes, alongside Neil. Grimes made two albums in 1973, and somehow Neil found the time to make his first solo LP in that year, How Sweet to Be an Idiot. The lead song gained much airplay in the mid-90s for its uncanny resemblance to fellow Beatles devotees Oasis and their 1994 single Whatever. However, here's the original and best, How Sweet to Be an Idiot.
Sweet. but I still love you. Still love you. Ooh, how sweet to be an idiot. How sweet.
Four more tracks waiting in store for us, and of course one of them had to be Neil's eccentric partner in the Bonzo Dog band, Vivian Stanshall. After the Bonzo's album Let's Make Up and Be Friendly, Vivian was signed to Warner Brothers, but it took him about 2 years to produce the bizarre classic Men Opening Umbrellas Ahead LP, which had a sensational lineup of musicians including Neil and the rock band Traffic. Apparently, the record label only produced about 5,000 copies, which led Vivian to destroy the company boardroom with a bag of blue bottle maggots behind the radiator in the chairman's boardroom. I wonder why the album's therefore never been released on CD. So here's the sensational Strange Tongues. Smiling.
stars, angel eyes, we know better. Mendel's sons und Prophet's daughters, cloned in uniforms of flesh, grow like pinks from little cuttings, planted in a soil of self. Follows yellow excretion, attendant, concrete Snowden touch, bundle stuff from Satan, world angel, sun's uniforms, cuttings.
Finish the Bat, Dear, Strange Tongues by Vivian Stanshall from 1974. Now we're getting towards the last few tracks of the show, and I've teased you with various members of Grimms in their early incarnations, so now's the time to hear Grimms from 1976 with Slaves of Freedom from the Sleeper album.
Left unattended in the ladies or the gents. Oh, yeah.
fabulous Grimms with Slaves of Freedom from the Sleepers album, which was re-released 4 years ago. Now to Neil and Eric Idle's arguably best-known creation, The Ruttles, who first featured in the Rutland Weekend television series in 1975 and was made famous in the All You Need Is Cash film from 1978. The last of today's double-headers is Neil as Ron Nasty singing Cheese and Onions from the Save Great Britain telethon from Saturday Night Live. And then we segue into Piggy in the Middle from the band's 1978 rehearsals.
And now, on behalf of the Save Great Britain telethon, we are proud to present the Ruttle who lives in New York, Nasty.
I have always thought in the back of my mind, cheese and onions.
Cheese and Onions by Ron Nasty and Piggy in the Middle by The Ruttles. We've got one last track today, which is the final song from Neil's 1982 album Off the Record, which is The Moving Down That Road. Next month will feature a wide-ranging selection of acts associated with the city of Leeds, England. Meanwhile, if you'd like to get in touch, just email us at thestrangebrew@live.co.uk. Always interested to hear your thoughts and feelings on the show. But for now, until next month, I'll see you down that road.